James Jackrabbit Jackson is a former cop who now patrols his neighborhood in a massive pickup truck. Luke Williams is a former real estate investor whose house burned down and has been left with more or less nothing apart from his dog. And Darris Solomon is a high school dropout with a girlfriend and young daughter trying to make his way. All three are the main players in Street Fighting Man, a film you probably won't see this weekend at the movies, but it was something I had the chance to preview last week in Detroit. It's a documentary about three generations of men living on the east side of the city, and it shows what happens to communities who've been left with no option but to fend for themselves and their families. It's raw, and there is no commentary. But take a listen to all three of them, as well as Joe Vaughn, the film's executive producer. First, here's Luke, inspecting the charred remains of his home.
Oh, God. When I first applied for public assistance, they gave me $10. I didn't take it. I thought that was a slap in the face.
Why is it called Street Fighting Man?
We're fighters here, and we've been hearing about the rise and fall of Detroit. I'm 41 years old. My father was a union auto worker. I remember when it was up. I remember when it's down. My father was laid off. We were barely able to survive. And it happens to everybody, but we get up and we dust ourselves off and we try again.
Yeah, I just wanted to see you. Just somebody give me a hug to say it's going to be okay. Anything, dude. My house is burnt down. Everything I have is gone.
Luke's one stroke of luck, his dog, saved from the fire. The two other main players in this documentary are James and Darris, a generation apart. Darris knows there's an easy way to make money, but one that could land him in a whole lot of trouble. And there's enough of that already, which is why James is out in his pickup truck.
How you doing, buddy?
Let me update you just today. Miss Green brought to my attention the back door of Van Lo House is open.
We've had to do things we never did before. We have had to start patrolling. We have had to start looking. We have had to start improvising. So we started using our video cameras.
I'm going to this school. I'm making $100 every 2 weeks.
If you're walking around here in this program and you don't have a job, but yet every day you got $300 or $400 in your pocket, then you're doing something illegal.
It's easier to sell drugs. It's easier to get a sack and go and sell it. And it's tempting because I know that I can make this money now. I have a kid that needs stuff every day.
Feel sometimes that maybe the audience needs an answer. They need a judgment. They need that narrator saying, this is right, this is wrong, this is a happy ending or it's not?
Well, obviously we don't want to give away the ending. And maybe this is the Detroit part. This is an observational point of view to let you watch that. It's a very hopeful and sentimental film that we hope to capture and let the viewer watch and make a choice as opposed to just being judgmental.
Executive producer Joe Vaughn. And as Joe says, so often what you hear about the city is comment from those outside of it. Believe me, there's nothing in this film that sugarcoats how tough it can be in Detroit. But for a change, those making that point live and work there. The last word goes to Darris, James, and Luke.
I never knew that the economy would take such a downturn where I couldn't find a job. So I'm trying to fix the house and trying to find a meal every day.
Using the cameras on the patrol causes young men who loiter to get off of the corner. They don't like the camera. They don't want to be videotaped standing on the corner. That is where crime is invented. That is where crime is discussed. That's where crime is hatched. All the little steps are hatched out on these street corners.
Normally in black families, the tradition is single parent struggling, the father is in prison. I want to turn that around. You know, I know that there's nothing I could teach her behind prison. I don't want her to grow up without a father like me.
The documentary is called Street Fighting Man, and you can find out more at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.